Blog Talk Radio.
And then this is Tuesday, and we always look forward to Tuesday because our Mother to the Nation has a word for us from the Lord, and we appreciate it so much. She has a great blessing on last Tuesday and the Tuesday before all the Tuesdays. Amen. Thank God for her. This is our Mother to the Nation after Mother Andy Johnson went to heaven. We're able to receive a word from the Lord, and God gave us the name of Ambassador Bishop Dr. Patricia Stern, and he certainly has never missed it. The Lord has always been on target, and this great woman has been a blessing not only to Betty, and not only to me, but to people on this line all over the world. Amen. But y'all haven't seen nothing yet. God is increasing us and bountifully helping us in the name of Jesus. Now, all the things that he said he would do and the visions that he gave to us, I want to tell you, they're coming to pass. Rebecca helped us to understand it better. Rebecca said the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end, or in the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though in tarry, he said, wait for it, because it will surely, surely come. Amen. So we waited for God's manifestation. Amen. It will surely come. Rebecca said it will surely come. I believe the word of God, and I know it will soon come. Thank you, Jesus. I ask the Lord, and I'm going to read it, just our special guest, but I ask the Lord, I said, Lord, when are you going to do the thing that you showed me that you were going to do? And God said, son, just like he told Abraham, he said, and Sarah, he said, by this time next year, you will see the manifestation. Amen. And surely they saw the manifestation, because even though Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90-something, God gave them a son, which was a miracle. And then I'm believing the word of God. When Rebecca said, the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak. It shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, son, because it shall surely come. I believe the word of God. I believe God. No wonder I was running, doing all the way around my block, which is about 8 or 9 blocks. And the last 2 blocks God gave me to start saying, I believe you, Lord. I believe you. I believe you, Lord. I believe you. Then we start saying, we believe you, Lord. Because collective faith is better than individual faith. God bless you. Can I guess what I'm, I bless you, Darlene. So we certainly want to hear from her. I want to ask everybody to mutualize. That's a mature thing. If you will recognize that you got a problem with your mind, that's too mature. Recognize it and neutralize so you won't be a hindrance to anybody. And your agitation of mind, I want you to stop it, amen, in the name of Jesus. All the way from North Chicago, Illinois, where the Peace of God Church is, we introduce to Simon, the victor of it, the one and only, and the prayer master, the doctor, amen, our mother to the nation, Bishop Patricia Stern. And we want her to take it and give blessing to you. It's in your hands, Bishop Stern.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen to our servants on the line. Amen. None other than, praise the Lord, none other than Lady Betty Doctor. Amen. Praise the Lord, Betty Joyce Johnson. To all of you, my prayer ambassadors and doctorates on the line and those that are all over the ether that cannot get in, but you are in when it comes to the Spirit of the Lord. I certainly honor the Lord this morning, and I thank you so very much, Chief Ambassador, for allowing the Lord to let you let me come and have a little part, a space on your vision. I'm humble before God before that, and I thank God for it every day. Amen. So let us begin to tell the Lord good morning first. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
good morning.
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Amen. Good morning, Lord. Let's tell our Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, good morning, Chief. Amen, and good morning, Lady Betty. Go right ahead. We're going in unison now. Go ahead and tell them. I've told them. I want you all to tell them now. Tell the Chief and Lady Betty, good morning.
Good morning, Chief. Good morning, Lady Betty.
Good morning, Lady Betty.
Good morning, Lady Betty.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, good morning to you and to you out there. Amen. We want to move expeditely on this morning. Let's begin to give the Lord some praises this morning. Amen. I pray that the praises and the worship didn't melt down last night. Amen. Praise the all during the night. Let's begin to tell the Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord is leading me to have three prayers this morning. Amen. It's brother Dr. Ronnie on the line this morning. Amen. Are you there, sir? Amen. Brother Dr. Ronnie, are you there? Amen. If he's not there, amen. Is Dr. Chris on the line? Amen. Is Dr. Chris on the line? Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm encouraging all of us to bring men to the line. If you have to bring your 4-year-old grandson to get up, if you have to bring your teenage son, amen. Praise the Lord. If you have to call a friend that you know, a brother, amen. We need men on the line because God instituted men to be the head. Am I right, Chief? Amen. Chief is running the institution, but he needs men around him. Amen. I'm encouraging my people and everywhere. I want to hear the men. Amen. I want two volunteers jump in. I don't think we should have to really appoint anyone because all of us are prayer ambassadors first and then doctorate. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Prayer ambassadors. Amen. I want a elderly and I want a youth. I don't care what order you come into it. Amen. Maybe you don't want to be older, but it's a blessing to be alive and still living. Amen. An older and a youth. Amen. We need prayer always. Amen. Sometimes I go into the word, and I do know that people need prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid to say that you're older because that's a blessing all by itself. Amen. Someone, would you jump in there with Christ, Chief and Lady Betty? Amen. They need to be ministered to. Amen. If I don't get someone, I'll go right into it myself. But don't say I don't give you a chance. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't think I don't care when you say that that everybody give you a chance to do something. I'm not a hog. I'm comfortable. Amen. Where God have me at. Amen. Anyone don't want to pray, I am apt to pray. That's my first call is to pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so very much, Mother Johnson. Amen. Deborah Johnson.
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. And Prayer Ambassador, Dr. Deborah Johnson in Texas. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning thanking you, God. Oh, for a brand new day, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you for your renewed mercy. You're so good to us, Lord. Oh, before we ask for anything, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. You allowed us to gather another time, and we thank you this morning. God, we ask that you would be in our midst, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us hear a word from you, God, in Jesus' name. Bless, Lord, and strengthen on this line. Heal and deliver on this line. Oh, God, bless your people far and near. You know what we stand in the need of, God. You know the desires of our hearts. God, we ask that you would bless in a mighty way. Oh, God, my mind and my heart is on the children. So much is happening to children. So, God, this morning we just collect together, asking that you would remember the children. Oh, God, remember the children. So much is happening to them. Their mind is caught up with murder and evilness. They're trying to kill and copy what they've heard and saw. But God, I ask that you would bind this enemy in the name of Jesus. Bind it in Jesus' name. If you can bind this enemy that comes to bring hatred and murder, bind this spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver them and set them free in Jesus' name. The enemy wants to take them out. But God, we come against it in the name of Jesus. It is your will that we should pray. And we pray for them on today, God, that you would touch the minds of the children, touch and heal them. Oh, God, even in the hospital, the enemy's trying to take them out. But, Lord, heal them. Heal in the name of Jesus. Supply the needs, Lord. Oh, God, even don't want them to get nourishment, don't want them to get food, want to starve them out. But, God, we ask that you would provide food for them. Provide great provision for the children. Bless them in a special way.
in the name
yes,
of God. God, it is that we should pray, and we are praying. We're connecting, and we're agreeing this morning
yes,
that you would
Lord.
Remember the children. You said, all of the children that come unto me. And God, we're bringing them before you. We ask that you will touch and heal and deliver and set free in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for everything. In your name we do pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Mother Deborah Johnson, a young person. Will you come in right quick and just add on to the prayer? Amen. It's Ambassador Charlotte Gray there this morning. She may be dealing with the children, and I don't know where your age is, Ambassador Cullens. You prayed last week, Ambassador Sheila Brown, Dr. Sheila Brown. Amen. The young come in, and most of you all have children. Amen. Praise the Lord. And young children, amen. If there's no one there, is it anyone at this time that have a prayer request? I want to be able, we want to be able to intercede this morning. Is it anyone that have a prayer request? I'm also asking Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, because we cannot have the connection that she has. If there's anyone that she knows that is in the invisible audience that can send her messages, amen, through email or whatever way that she gets them, we want to be able to call their names out and pray for them. I believe the inner connection is greater, amen, than the inside, because the outside can't get in only for what we give to them. And we want to be able to feed them, amen, and to bless them. We are getting fat, amen, in the spirit. Some of us are too fat in the spirit, and we need to release some of that fat to someone else. Amen. Does anyone have a prayer request this morning? This is the First Fruit prayer line, and we want to be able to meet your needs in the spirit of the Lord according to God's riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Anyone among us that is a prayer ambassador and doctorate as well, do you have a prayer request? Don't go, amen. Don't limit yourself. Don't be afraid or ashamed to make your requests and your deeds made known unto the Lord. The saints of God are here this morning to help, amen, your aid in the spirit realm. Amen. Praise the Lord. I was going through something myself on yesterday, and don't think it's strange, as Paul said, when you fall in the fiery darts of the enemy, not because the enemy never is going to lack a saint of God. And I recognize that I've been taught the more you do, the more the enemy come. I am even encouraging you, Chief Ambassador, this morning. This assignment this morning is for encouragement. Amen. Praise the Lord. And know this one thing, Chief Ambassador and Lady Betty, because of your standard and because of what you have already put over the ether waves about the vision, and it's more than one vision. You have several visions. God don't stop at one. I know that. He gives us several visions, and because of that, the enemy will try to, amen, come along and discourage you, but we would never allow the enemy to discourage you. We are the errands to the Moses, amen. We are your armor bearers as well, amen. And this goes to all of us. You may not be in a rank of a pastor or whatever, but you are in the fivefold ministry. The minute you stepped up to the plate as a prayer ambassador and now a doctorate, amen, if the enemy is not messing with you, guess what? You're not doing anything in the Lord. This is not anything that is unusual. Amen, somebody. The enemy always comes. He may not come directly at you. He'll go through your children. He'll go through your family. He'll go through something that is very tangible and good to you. Amen. To try to get you discouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He doesn't care which way you go, but he's really aiming at you. So he messed with the thing that is important to you. Am I talking right this morning?
Amen.
Come on,
amen.
Please, someone. If you don't have a prayer, you can. Amen.
Amen.
For the whole hour. Amen. But that's selfish. Amen. If you don't have a problem, amen, you better check your credentials.
Amen.
Amen. Because something
amen.
Is wrong. And the more the enemy come, that's the more we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
amen
somebody. Anyone.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Betty Johnson.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And lady, amen, our beautiful Lady Johnson, we don't want nothing to happen to her. We know she's going to have trials and tribulations, but we are here to bombard heaven. Am I right, somebody? What is your prayer request? I'm telling you, I am just familiar with the things of life because I know we are in the last days. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm just so rolling up my sleeves in the spirit that the devil won't win. Come on, somebody. He cannot win.
Amen.
The spirit, he's laughing at us. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Come on, just like the Lord got saints here praying, he got a lot of imps, amen. And they come together and they laugh at us. But the Lord say we would laugh at the devil's calamity because we win on the end. Lady Betty, God bless your soul this morning, your sweet spirit. What is your prayer request today?
I have so many. The devil is trying to attack in so many different ways. So I'm going to leave mine as unspoken, but I definitely have a prayer request this morning.
I do understand. Anybody understand that? I got several. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got so many until I just have to ask the Lord, hear my humble cry. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I carry the burdens of a lot of people. I don't even know if I got a problem. I got everybody else's problem. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what's the problem. Amen. We're going to stop right now, and I pray that everyone, wherever you are, touching and agreeing in the spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you this morning, God. And you see, you know, and you care. And you say we could cast all our cares, all, every last one of them, because you care for us. And God, we come this morning and intercede for your daughter. Oh, God, we have sons and daughters. You have no children. You have no nieces, nephews, and aunts. That's down here on the face of the earth for us. But every last one of you, if you're a male, you're a son. If you're a female, you're a daughter. He made us sons and daughters. And now, God, we place before you your daughter, oh, God, Lady Ambassador Dr. Betty Johnson. And, God, you see, you know, and you care. And we pray right now that whatever the enemy is plucking in on her, she says so many. And, God, we're praying this morning, and we rebuke the adversary from the north, south, east, and west, from the front, from the back, from the, oh, God, the right side, the left side.
Yes,
oh, God,
yes,
her head with the blood of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you this morning. You will not come and destroy her spirit. You will not come to bless her spirit. We rebuke it right now. We need our First Lady, oh, God, to her mind. In the name of Jesus.
Oh,
take it over, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I see you coming through our spirit. Oh, God, sometimes people say that the First Lady and the man of God never needs prayer. But, God, now, I know that if they can crush their head, the tail is already gone. But, God, you come cutting the head of the enemy. Say to the Lord, you this morning, Lord, he will rise up to the occasion. Lord God, the fever head and head down, the fever legs, Lord, strengthen us in our spirit, strengthen us in our body. We come from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. In the name of Jesus, he just ran up from the lion and the scorpion. In the name of Jesus, we come this morning from God heaven. And God, I'm building on the line. It's one thing to praise you, but oh God, we got to get Oh, God, rid of all these, those shackles, God. Oh, God, you just sometimes we can't pray, because there's so much over, but that's what we are. We are the ambassadors. We are, oh, God, in the spirit. Everybody on this line ought to be praying along with me.
In the name of Jesus.
Because he want to get the word to the people, but this morning, I want to give this word to you, Lady Betty, and to the entire, amen, First Fruit and those that are listening this morning. We have people that, let me tell you this, and I don't mind saying it because, see, a gun bullet can't shoot me if it ain't for me. Amen. They could shoot all in this house, and they could tear up every chandelier, kitchen, and everything, and the bullet won't even touch me. Amen. I'm bulletproof in God. Amen. But Ezekiel, that we got spies on here. I know that God told me. They won't say nothing. Amen. But they want to know what you're doing. And I'm telling you, Chief, they want to know what you're doing. They ain't got a vision, so they want to hear what you got to say because they're not listening to the Lord, and they're not, amen, getting on their face before God or riding around. So you don't always have to be on your face when you're a leader. God will wake you up. God will give you a word in the bathroom, in the kitchen, riding down the highway. You don't care what you're from. God will interrupt your food. Amen. I know about that. Amen. He'll interrupt your deep. You go in one place, and he'll tell you to turn another place because something he wants you to see. Amen. Am I right, Chief? Amen. How you came way over here, and I'm supposed to be going to the store to get my wife some milk and cream for my apple pie. And I'm way over here, and then there's somebody over there you got to talk to. I know that. Amen. I'm not a man, but I'm a woman. Amen. And I know what happens. Amen. Ezekiel 21 and 27, and to those of you out there that are listening and those to you out there that would never tell Chief Ambassador, amen, that I've been listening to your program. I just was too stubborn to get on there and say I'm sorry and let me back in again. I'm going to let you know right now, you got to humble yourself before God, amen, in the end, and tell God, you might need some stripes, I'm going to tell you, because the word of God says he that knows to do it right, to do right and do it not. To him, amen, praise the Lord. That's where he will whip you with many stripes, amen, praise the Lord. And they out there, I know, Chief, I can't even call names, but if I had to, and the Lord told me to do it, I'm just warning them, amen. Don't try to take, amen, the bacon, amen. You want the bacon, amen. But you know what? The ingredients is in the grease. Mama took that grease and made a lot of good food out of it. We're trying to get the bacon. Go on and get the bacon. We got the ingredients. Amen. Ezekiel 21 and 27. Amen. I made up in my mind. I ain't got nobody to fight for me but God. Amen. And he's the best one to fight for you. Because when the deal come down, you'll find out who is the strong ones. Amen. They let you stand. And that's why God made you leaders. Because you'll be able to stand through anything. I'm not asking for trouble, but if I have to deal with it, and God knows I've had to deal with a lot of chaos, amen, down through the years being a leader, amen. Everybody in there ain't saved, amen. They ain't even what you think they are, amen. But Ezekiel, and I want to encourage you all to read that because it does talk about the dry bones, but thank God we are not dry bones. As much as we get on this line and wherever you're getting fed at, praise the Lord. But Ezekiel 21 and 27, amen. And I turn to that in my word this morning. I like to read out of the Bible. Amen. A lot of us is on our, it's good to have your little phone and read it. But if you don't, I started doing that, Chief, and after a while, I found out I couldn't even find my scriptures no more, and I know my Bible. Amen. Am I right? Amen. You don't know when all of this technology, see, things come around for a season and it leaves. Amen. But the word of God would never leave. That written Bible, don't you get rid of that Bible. Amen. And I want to tell you, Chief, I hear you tell them if they need to buy it out of Walmart, let me tell you where a good Bible is because I use it for my people and the young people. Amen. Family Dollar got the best Bibles. They're bigger print. Amen. And they're cheaper. And it lasts. Amen. Praise Family Dollar. Mm-hmm. Y'all got a Family Dollar there?
Family Dollar.
You don't? Yeah. Family Dollar got $10 Bibles. You can get red, black, white. or anything, and I give them out for gifts, they think it's almost like a $50 Bible, but it's what's in the Bible. Amen. Ezekiel 21:27, my time is going. Lady Betty, I pray that God is you feel much better. Amen. And we, as the people of First Fruit Family, will continue. We should be doing it anyway, but we got a warning today that we will continue to lift you up. But I know one thing.
Thank you.
First Lady, I was. And sometimes that First Lady carry a lot of burdens. She don't always tell her husband, her pastor, because he's already overwhelmed with a whole lot of things. But we are the incubator. We are the ones, amen, that the Lord used to carry. I'm not saying the men don't carry burdens, but we carry the pain. Amen.
Am
I talking right today? We carry the pain. Amen. Ezekiel 21:27 says, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more till he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. I wonder why the Lord used to Ezekiel three times. He told him that I will overturn. I didn't write this down myself. The Lord, this is in the word of God, Ezekiel, the 21st chapter and the 27th verse. Amen. I would love to have read all the way down to that, but that's study time. Amen. For you all, I've already read the whole setting. But I feel like, God, I keep things by my side because you don't never know when you got to minister to someone. Amen. And I try to remember, you got to remember scriptures because you may not have the Bible with you at times, and you need to know warfare scriptures. I'm greatly engrossed in warfare scriptures. I try to teach my people, especially the presbyteria that has to sometimes intercede when I'm not on premises or not around. How you gonna fight the enemy off if you don't use the word of God? Amen. And I want you to know that when the Son of Man was prophesying, amen, praise the Lord, he was saying, this is what God is saying concerning you. I've ministered this many times. You don't just you come back to a message over and over during your lifespan as a minister, when you minister, because the word is repetitious, so it could get in you. But I guarantee you, every time you do the message, you get more out of it, and it doesn't go the same way, but the message is for what it's supposed to be. And so I want to say this morning, we got all kind of things, and Lady Betty say it's so much. And I want you to know it's a lot of burdens with you in ministry. Now, I never fought against God to why, you know, I was saying, Lord, I never knew that this was going to be my assignment. And the Lord said, well, you ask for it because you say, Lord, whatever you want me to do and wherever you want me to go, I'll do it. You know, when we're crying out to God and we want him to do something for us, we say all kind of promises to the Lord, all kind of things to the Lord. And he would remind you of those things. I was sitting in a church, amen, that I had gifts, but they were not being manifested. And the Lord sent me, amen. We didn't go out of order. We went in order. I was ordained out of my church as a pastor when I left. Amen. But then I needed a great leader. And was already gone, but the Lord led me up under the fellowship of Monument of Faith, and I've been there a long time. And praise the Lord. Anytime you're under ministry a long time, that means that they're feeding you good stuff. Amen. Because it's like a restaurant. If you don't like the food, you ain't going back. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so here we see today, people of God, we have a lot of things that God needs to overturn. Overturn it. And he say, it shall be no more. I can hear, just like Chief Ambassador say, that the mentors that he was around, and he can remember Pastor E.B. Hill is still in his spirit, amen, of spirit, and those other, and everybody have great men and women of God, amen, praise the Lord, we'll never forget the training and the tutoring, because we didn't get there overnight, and guess what, we still having a wife, but I can hear the lady, Apostle R. D. Hinton, amen, a man and a woman don't have the same voice. A woman voice ought to be up a step, amen. You wouldn't be, I pray to God that when I come on, nobody think that I'm a man. I'm all woman. Amen. Like you say, all man. Amen. Praise the Lord. No mistake that I'm not a woman. Amen. Praise the Lord. But what trips people off, they think that I'm younger. Amen. Because I got a young spirit. God has not made me old. Amen. Praise the Lord. Old in the spirit. Old in the spirit realm, but I'm not old in my mind. Amen. I got a mind to live. Amen. Praise the Lord. I like Caleb. I'm just old, stronger now in my older age than what I was in my younger days. And God had to take the foolish things upon the wise. But I just want to this morning, because I don't have much time, amen, and that's why it's important to give the word of God, amen. Let me tell you, God has to overturn some things because these so heavy burdens that we have, these all kind of it kind of bats and all kind of things and everything like that, the enemy would have you not liking people, because it's people that causes trouble, the enemy in them. And I had to start asking the Lord to help me to, now I never thought that I would be like this, because I'm a friendly person and I don't find, I don't look for fault in people. I look for the best in them. But they're messing with my daughter now, so that turns it around. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. They messing with my child now, so, you know, I have not, amen, praise the Lord. I don't want to pray. I don't want to wish nobody dead or wish nobody sick, because God says he's going to put it into the hands. I can hear the apostle already hinted, and I know he healed me this morning. You told us that God said through Ezekiel that he was going to put it in the hands of who like, and I will give it unto him. There's a lot of people talking scripture. The church has got, let me tell you, it shouldn't be, but leaders have, praise the Lord, they have favoritism, and it ain't right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Favoritism on the job, it ain't right. Amen. They ain't doing nothing. They not even anointed, but they'll put them up there. Amen. And let them make a mess out of things, and the anointing is on you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But God said he's going to put it in the hands of who likes him. He will overturn it. Amen. Because it's for God to give the glory. I will be over. I tell you, I did everything in ministry. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I mean, it's been years ago, but you still carry some wounds in your spirit behind that. Amen. You carry some scars that don't nobody see. I'm talking to somebody out there. You don't nobody see it, because if they tell it, they think you're a baby. Amen. You ain't a baby, but you got feelings. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you got to hold the line or to be glad that chief ambassador compels you. Amen. Praise the Lord. What great opportunity it is to be on the all-night shut-in. Yes, I'm advertising it. Amen. You grow from there. You're not going to get the high place, the high spot, until we can see what you can do. Amen. Praise. You learn from there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we're forever learning. You don't never stop learning. But let me just point out a couple of things that God is going to overturn it for you. And maybe I go across your mind, and maybe I don't, but you know what they are. But don't sit there and hover over them. instead of a dog calling and crying until you can't cry no more, that kind of stuff will cause you not to be able to sleep and rest. And we need sleep and we need rest. We need a peace of mind, and we don't need no sleepless night. I need my sleep. Amen. But I find myself now that I'm sleeping during the day and wake during the night. I got to turn that around. You know, like you have a newborn baby, and they're so used to being in the womb until they have not recognized I'm out of the womb now. And your parents have to tell them you got to go to sleep at nighttime. Amen. Praise the Lord. And know this one thing out of Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. Everything that is concerning you about overturning, amen, that scripture, you can do it. Ask the Lord. When I got on the prayer line last night, and again, I want to thank and exalt Mother Rush for that anointing on the line. Amen. Yeah. All of us that was on that on there, help make it to come where it is, because you're not by yourself. You got help. Amen. But it blessed me. And I was, I've been up during the night. Amen. And it ain't, I haven't been up during, I'm just openly exposing the devil. I ain't been up during the night just meditating. I've been up meditating on the enemy. And the Lord told me, he said, he'll fight your battles if you can just keep still. He said, pray for your enemies. Oh, God. Can anybody hear me say, pray for them? I don't know them all, but these is open faith. I start praying. I know some of my daughter. She's raised her to be polite. Amen. Anybody know? I didn't raise my children to sass at nobody, and they got good deportment of their of being very polite. Now they grown. Amen. But I didn't raise them to be impolite. I raised them to say thank you, please, and pardon me. Amen. These young people today don't even say, they were raised to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, but this generation is yes and no, a honk. You know, that's not polite. But if you got a like of faith, amen, God's going to overturn it. If you got jealousy or envy, I don't have jealousy or envy. You don't get it mixed up. Amen. It's not jealousy or envy, but you do know that there are some people that you know should not be in that position. Come on, somebody. And don't get confused. I don't judge my minister to how much they put in the orphanage envelope. I judge them according to their anointing. Amen. You tell me if I'm wrong or not. I've already done it because I heard from the Lord. I had a couple people in my ministry. We had been running pretty good, amen, with tithes and offerings, amen. And I have a couple in the ministry, a couple, husband and wife, and then a couple of more. Not too many. Most of my people are very good at giving. Amen. But they were up for being, they've been up for 2-3 years now to be elevated. I'll say 5 years. I put them in position at the day that my husband passed. Amen. Praise the Lord to be an officer of the church. Somehow or another during the pandemic. Now, I know the pandemic is there, but let me tell you, God never been spiked a lack in giving up anything during the pandemic because he ain't spiked a lack. I see everything in my ministry. Amen. My officers don't rule me. I tell them what to do. Amen. I'm not old school like that. Amen. The pastor is the pastor, and the pastor ought to know everything that's going on in their church. And I'm not afraid to tell them that. I see the books. I know everything. But they don't tithe. And I sent them a SOS. Amen. Praise the Lord and say, I was nice about it. Amen. I've been noticing that some things have been, as an officer up under me, you are obligated to tithe. And I want to know what's going on. Your husband working every day, you get a check. I'm not going in your personal business, but you know I know it. Amen. And unless you could step up to the plate, amen, praise the Lord. That's my, I told them, as a leader, it's my responsibility to teach you the whole word. You get the fruit of the land like everybody else, but you're not participating. Malachi tells us tithes and offerings. Somebody else on this line, God is talking to.
Amen.
The church has responsibilities, and it's not right for the leaders to have to put, oh, God, help me this morning. This is the part of the revival, Chief. It's not right that the leaders have to take out of their pockets to make ends meet. Amen. Yeah, you need to take out of your pocket to make the pastor's ends meet. Amen. Life of faith. Amen. Amen. God's going to overturn you. I've had to stand up and do things. Oh, I know some of you can identify. The first fear left out of me, I had to stand up trembling in my spirit. Amen. They were always calling me to do something, and I had not come to that place of building up my courage yet. Amen. And then sometimes you're around great leaders that just know how to say things and know how to do it and everything, and you got to come behind them and everything. I don't have that problem no more. Amen. Because I say, well, God don't make us all the same. Everybody don't shout alike. Everybody don't minister alike. And God made us of the fruit of the Spirit, that if everybody preached a lot and did everything alike, you didn't need but one person. Amen. But we all are different. Amen. We got different walks of life that bless one another from day to day. Amen. And so I'm around a lot of men because I'm the only Christian woman in the fellowship. Amen. Yeah. Praise y'all don't hear me today. Amen. I'm different, amen, and I don't want to be a carbon copy to nobody but Jesus, amen, praise the Lord. And now they gleaming off me. I'm talking about the past to the present now. They gleaming, my old pastor from the past is looking for me, amen, because I had to stay close to the Lord because I see why now, because the man is the protection. And my trouble is gone, but I can say this, Chief Ambassador, and I'm going to give you an I have men in the cloth, and I was at a church in Chicago last week, and there were several of my, I told them I didn't know if they were my sons or my brothers, amen, praise the Lord. But I'm grateful to how they helped. Amen. Been there for me, always calling on me for a word or encouragement. And you've done the same because the Bible says take care of the widows and the offspring. Amen. Yeah, they have indeed had one of my sons that I made a pastor before he left out of my ministry. And I have ministries all over too, Chief, but it's not my job to share it on your platform, but he's one of my sons. He and his wife were ordained out of us as pastors, and I even told him it's time to go to another level. They're ministering in Florida, and I'm grateful for them. But I'm saying I have no reason, people of God, to be fearful, to be jealous of anybody. You know, don't ask for somebody else's anointing. You may be in for a big awakening. I ask God, give me my own anointing. Come on, somebody. I can't depend on your anointing, but mine. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll overturn it, and it shall be no more. If you're going through grief, I got one number up under me. If anybody dies, you say good morning or whole year. Amen. I say you got to come out of that. She wear black everything she wear. You still alive. Amen. And as a leader, I told them I'm responsible for giving you the whole word. I give both Malachi and just prophesy on you. You get all the fruit of the land. You get what everybody else gets. But you're not participating. And the way God uses money to test us to see where our strength gonna lie. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've given sometimes all I got in the spirit, in the service. Amen. I have no problem with giving. I need finance. Pastors need finance so they can bless the kingdom. I'm standing with you, Chief Ambassador. Let it come to pass. Matter of fact, I told my apostle a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to share this. I know I got to go. I've been prophesied over 4 times that I was going to be a millionaire. Apostle Hinton prophesied on me. Amen. Apostle Mark prophesied on me. His son John died last year. He was a bishop. He prophesied on me before he died. You prophesied on me, and I told the Lord, I can't die until that come to pass. Y'all don't hear me this morning. I cannot die. I got prophecies over me, and I cannot die until God prove his word unto me and to others. You can't die to me. Amen. Because you're not going to die and leave that, and people ain't going to remember nothing you said, but you said you was going to make millionaires. They ain't going to remember the saxophone playing. They ain't going to remember the messages. All they going to remember is that money that you said. Am I right or wrong? So I'm saying a day to you all that's our close, and I'm never where I need to be at. And I do know that I need the minister of the revival chief. Amen. But God will overturn it. Amen. It's testimonies and praise reports on this very ministry that God has overturned some.
Hallelujah.
I know that there are people out there that is running prayer lines because of you. They think they got everything from you and they ran with their own. I ain't ashamed to say it. I guarantee it ain't like a first fruit because this is the original. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Because it's the original. And if you did it, you don't mind. When we first started, Chief told us we were supposed to be our own. He wanted us to do it. Am I right, Chief? But if you don't do it decent and in order, you don't have the blessings of the Lord on it. Don't never leave a ministry or leave, and you don't leave in order. Amen. You got to go and get that right, and that's why things may not be going right for you. Ain't no way that he wouldn't pardon your sin. He won't pardon, you leaving out of order cause you mad. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Someone, that I know, I was talking to another person that I know that someone left, and I told them they got to get that right. I don't care what happened. You got to humble yourself and say, I'm sorry. It ain't about them. It's about you. Do you want that on your record? I don't care what they say. I don't care if it's a mother or a deacon. It could be the head deacon. It could be the head whoever. If you're biting and talking about ministries, God is going to get you. And everything you do is not going to come to fruition because you got... I'm so glad. I don't like to be with a lot of people because I like my own mind. Y'all may think I'm crazy and everything, but I'm focused on God. If you're not going my way, amen, don't stop my progress. I've had a couple of them to call me, Chief, that they need to be calling you and told me they sorry. You didn't did it unto me. And whatever you did unto Chief, you did it unto God. That's what the Bible says. Amen.
Right.
I'm walking this outside this morning. And
that's
this morning that you are going back telling everybody what happens on this ministry. I'm saying it out loud, and the devil is a liar. You're telling them everything that she said, and you're saying it in on the line, but you backbite it behind his back. I rebuke that spirit.
Amen.
I tell my leaders, if you're not for me, amen. I don't need a whole lot of people. I just need somebody that would trust God with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I don't need a whole lot of folks. Amen. You take all of the goodies and take it to them. They would never know how to run a ministry if they wasn't sitting up under you. Y'all don't hear me on today.
Amen.
You never would know how to run a ministry. Amen. Why not get the blessings? I won't want to leave out of my house without the blessings. I love out of the blessings. They ordained me and my husband as pastors right before the people. before us. Amen. And we were on our way. Amen. And this is my 23rd year. Unfortunately, Chief, you celebrate the same time of the year that I do. This is my 23rd year pastoring, but I'm over 40-some-odd years being ordained as a leader, as an evangelist in my own right. I've been here 50 years in Chicago area, 50 years in Maine. And out of the 50 years, most of them have been right in God. I mean, I was in God. 50 years ago, nobody will know you until they see what God has made out of you. Amen. Young people on this line, don't give up, because some of you are going to be an extension of this ministry, but you're going to go out right. You're eating up all the good of the fruit of the land. Chief Ambassador, I'm a leader, and I understand that. All that they knew, I gave it to them. Amen. Praise the Lord. All that they knew. I've had some been up under my ministry ever since we started. Amen. And those that we felt that when they came and said, you know, we felt, the leaders are the inspectors. Amen. Not you. We inspect you. And to see if you're ready yet. Amen, because it ain't nothing to play with to be out here saying you want to be a pastor and all of that. That's a big responsibility, but you got to know your skills. I leave with you this morning. Be encouraged in the Lord, and I do know that I need to get with Chief and do some other feedback. I'm here to bless you, Chief. Amen. I'm here to bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
You know what they tell me? You're a bishop. You're in higher level. I'm never higher than the man. God made man the head. Amen. Come on, somebody. I know I'm right. He made man the head, and women are the helpmeet. Amen. And praise the Lord. Never be the leaders, and I'm glad of the head. Amen. Women are lightning and men are thunder. Women speak right off the top of their head. They don't complain. Amen. Don't take it to God. But thunder wakes the wise. To see how much lightning, and y'all watch the weather, how much lightning going to be bright. And then after a while, when the thunder comes, you hear that thunder greater. Amen. I'm sure, and I'm not going into it. I'm sure sometimes as a husband and wife, Lady Betty tells Chief Ambassador some things, and Chief Ambassador tell her some things. And I'm sure sometimes to tell her, she tells him that's not right, and sometimes he tells her that's not right. I was with my husband. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I have to humble myself because he was the man. Amen. And that's why I don't never want a membership with all women. And I teach them, although I am a leader, but I respect the men in my church. Y'all don't hear me today. I respect them. Amen. I let them be used. Even though I know the answer, I still ask their opinion so they can say being a man. Amen, somebody. You're the man.
Amen.
I respect them. They respect me. I respect them. And I will ask them their opinion. I already know what I'm going to do. But yes, sometimes, listen, women, even in your family with your husband, you got to be quiet sometimes. Amen. You got to be still. Amen. Just because you cook and wash and all of that and contribute to the family, your husband is still a man. Amen. He may not even, when we first got married, I made way more money than my husband. He felt bad about it, but later on I say, I wouldn't have married you if I didn't love you. It ain't about what I make. It's about us coming together in agreement. Amen. Praise the Lord. There were other things that money couldn't do. He was respectful to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. He would never lay in the bed, and he worked. Now, don't understand me, but there were times that we had different hours, and he would teach the men, don't you lay in the bed, and your wife got to go out there and clean the car, and you's laying up there snoring, watching TV. You're a man. Even when my husband was... And I was living a raised ranch. He, I say, honey, you can't bring the groceries in. He would, he said, at least put them to the stuff, and I would take them in the kitchen. He was a man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He did
Amen.
That. Amen. He made sure that I was comfortable because, you know why? And I wasn't always like that. I was a little hot-headed. I mean, that's the beginning of the ministry, you know, of the marriage. But I knew, I saw how my mother did it. And they stayed together until death did they part. And I did too. Amen. And if you out there this morning, work with what you got, because God will overthrow it. It's according to how you handle what's in your house and what's in the church house. Amen. I could see something in everybody in my ministry. Amen. But I also can see them books too when you're not contributing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you get, and these are the people that you pray for all the time. They call me all the time. They call me all the time. And I'm like, man, you got to contribute. Amen. Y'all making good money. I know what you used to bring. That's a deficit in my ministry. I need that finances for us to do things. Lord, bless us on today. And Lord, I thank you for what you've had. I know you're speaking to someone out there because I have experienced these things. In the book of Galatians, you say, after all of those gifts, then by experience, I have experience, Lord, in these things. And I know I'm supposed to be to lead the young women and some of the foolish women. And I'm not calling you a fool, but if you don't be, amen, I'm sure Ambassador Dr. Mother Deborah Johnson can share some things with you too. When she was married, she went to that hospital. That I know, I remember she went to that nursing home day in and day out, but it worked out for her. Now she has experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for experience, because you don't have experience, you can't tell the people. Young women, stay in there. Amen. I listened to Ambassador Dr. Carla Gray. She's staying there in sickness and in health. Amen. Don't turn your eyes toward nobody else. That's the one trying to take you off your assignment. Amen. Somebody told me, you ain't ready to get married yet? No, I'm not. I'm married to Jesus, right? I mean, I'm not married to them like some of the women. It's my time. God is using me in the vineyard. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm not coming down off the wall. Amen. And I thank God for that. Chief, I pray that you've been, amen, pleased with what God had to say through me today. Amen.
Yes,
praise
yes,
the Lord, because we have to get teachings and trainings. Amen. Don't let titles get you so it's time to come down now and deal with it. My apostle said, when I made her a bishop, she walked the talk. Amen. She don't just strut, she walking. Amen. I support whoever is blessing me. And I support you, Chief Ambassador. You made me a mother of the ministry. You made me an ambassador first. And you trust me. And I, through the Spirit of the Lord, I won't let you down. God bless you all. Here's my prayer. I turn it over to you, our Chief. Amen. God bless you, Chief. It's in your hands.
God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Mother to the Nation. You did a wonderful job this morning. Amen. God bless all of you. And let's bless her. Let's be a blessing to her. Now, I need for you to be mature. I need for you to mature. Look around you and see the things you're doing that are causing distraction to the line. It's a baby that can't recognize those type of things. A mature state of God can recognize how the enemy is trying to use them to distract the line. That's a mature state. I need you to stop drinking milk, start eating meat, and then mature in Christ, be able to recognize what the enemy is doing to you. Recognize it. Be still. I'll meet your line. We've told you many times how to meet your line. That's that destructive line. That's a baby in Christ. So mature. Amen. Now we want to be a blessing to our mother, to the nation. Amen. If you want to give it to the Cash App, you can give it the $ Bishop Patricia Stern. The $ Bishop Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, Stern, S-T-E-R-N. All right? If you want to go to a Walmart, and then you can mail it through Walmart, and then go to the money center there in Walmart and say you want to send some money, and they'll help you. You can go there and take the titles off. You're still moving around. Something wrong with your mind, I think. Don't let me think you're crazy. You ought to be able to be mature enough to recognize what the enemy is doing. But I'm a man. I'm not a woman. Amen. Bishop be so nice to you. But I'll tell you always. Amen. But if you're going to send it through Walmart, go there to the money center or ask them when you walk inside, where's the money center? And they'll show you. Go there and say, I'd like to send a gift. And they'll ask you who. Take the title off. You'll say, I'm going to send it to Patricia Stern. Amen. Somebody's still busy by the phone. Something hard-headed. Yeah, God will soften your heart and your head. Amen. But send it to Patricia Stern. Amen. What state? Illinois. Send it to North Chicago, Illinois. Amen. Now, if you're going to mail anything, mail it to Dr. or Bishop Patricia Stern at 2037 Green Bay Road. G-R-E-E-N-B-A-Y Road, R-D, period. In North Chicago, Illinois. Now get the zip code now. Here's the zip code. 60064. Bishop Patricia Stern in North Chicago. 2037 Green Bay Road. There you go. There's that baby again. There it is. 2037 Green Bay Road. In North Chicago, Illinois. Amen. A baby makes a lot of noise. You can't hardly, they don't understand. You can say it over and over. Stop this, stop that. And they still don't understand. There it is right there. There it is right there. Yes, the baby. Amen. And don't understand. Amen. But Bishop Patricia Stern, 2037 Green Bay Road.
Stop it!
In the name of Jesus, stop it. Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. Amen. The zip code is 60064. Amen. We're going to get off here and let you run around the house, whatever you want to do. You can run around the house in your nightgown or whatever you want to do. God bless you. God help you. Amen. And go outside and scream if you want to. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. We've had a great day again, Bishop Stern. And all of you.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless all of you. Amen. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're after one from another. In Jesus' name. And may God keep you and your family and bless them real good. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, may the Lord bless all of you. Have a good day. I'm out. Thank God. Amen.
Hi, Bishop.
Praise the Lord. Hi.
This is Bernard Johnson.
Come back. The organizer has ended this meeting. Goodbye.